This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said India boarded the Reform Express this year and emerged as the center of global attention. Mr. Modi said 2025 will be remembered as a year of reforms for the country as it witnessed path-breaking changes across various sectors which have added momentum to India's growth journey. The Prime Minister shared his thoughts in an article posted on social media platforms. He said, "Today the world views India with hope and confidence and appreciate the pace of progress, which has been accelerated with next-generation reforms in the country." The Prime Minister added that the primary engine of the Reform Express is India's demography, its young generation and the indomitable spirit of the countrymen. Mr. Modi noted that from labour laws and trade agreements to logistics, energy and market reforms, the country's growth story is being built on credibility, stability and long-term confidence. Earlier yesterday, Prime Minister Modi interacted with a group of eminent economists and experts at Niti Aayog in New Delhi. The theme of the interaction was Atmanirbharta and Structural Transformation, Agenda for Viksit Bharat. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the core pillars for India's journey towards 2047. Mr. Modi noted that the vision of a developed India by 2047 has transcended government policy to become a genuine mass aspiration. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah has alleged that the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government in West Bengal prioritizes providing land for infiltrators over allocating land for border fencing. He alleged that development in the state has been stalled due to a culture of cut money, extortion and communal appeasement. Mr. Shah was speaking at an event in Kolkata to commemorate the 80th anniversary of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose hoisting the Azad Hind flag in Port Blair. Mr. Shah said when BJP forms government in West Bengal, it will replace current era of misrule, corruption and infiltration under the Trinamool Congress with good governance and the welfare of the poor.
Bengal mein Bharatiya Janata Party ki sarkar banne ke saath hi.
Formation of a Bharatiya Janata Party government in West Bengal, we will revive the state's heritage. Welfare of poor, which has become a very important issue in West Bengal today, will be given priority. Along with all these, a strong nation grid will be built, which will finish infiltration through West Bengal.
Jo Bengal se ghuspet ko samapt kar denge.
The Trinamool Congress urged the Election Commission to allow unmapped voters above 60 years of age to be heard at their residences instead of calling them to visit SIR assistant camps. A five-member TMC delegation made the request at a meeting with the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Agarwal amid reports of elderly and ailing voters facing difficulties during hearings held in camps. The delegation, in a letter to the CEO, welcomed a recent notification by the Additional Chief Electoral Officer allowing electors aged 85 years or above and those who are sick to be contacted telephonically and verified at their homes. However, the party argued that the same facility should be extended to all senior citizens above 60 years of age. Ministry of Defence yesterday signed contracts worth 4,666 crore rupees for the procurement of close-quarter battle CQB carbine and heavyweight torpedoes in New Delhi. This includes a contract worth 2,770 crore rupees with Bharat Forge Limited and PLR Systems Private Limited to procure over 4 lakh close-quarter battle CQB carbine. The Delhi government has approved the Delhi Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026. Delhi's Chief Minister Rekha Gupta informed that the bill, approved by the Delhi Cabinet, aims to simplify compliance procedures and decriminalize minor violations, reduce the number of cases in the courts and enhance administrative efficiency. She said that the bill will be passed in the upcoming winter session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly starting from the 5th of the next month. In women's cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 15 runs in the fifth and final T20 in Thiruvananthapuram. India had set a target of 176 runs before Sri Lanka. And that is the end of this news bulletin.